What is going on, my beautiful people? You know what time it is. It's the Marquette Effect Podcast, and I'm your host, Marquette. You know, I'm questioning the name of Marquette Effect. As I make this website, I'm editing it and trying to get all the pages uploaded and having a miserable go at it. I really don't think the branding of the Marquette Effect is that great, but we're going to rock with it, folks. Apparently, I'm just not good at naming shit, but that's okay because I'm good at creating content. If y'all have any suggestions, please let me know. Like, if there's any kind of name that captures the essence of the Marquette Effect that has a better ring to it, then let me know, because I feel kind of assholeish having my name and my brand name, right? It feels like I see all these other people with like cool ass names, like Long Beach Griffey, King Batch, Desi Banks, B. Simone. Like, this shit has a ring to it. It sounds like celebrity. Not that I'm trying to get to celebrity status or anything, but branding is very important. You want to have your brand on point. And my fucking, the Marquette Effect is, I don't know. It doesn't sound that great, to be honest. But we're going to rock with it nonetheless. We're going to start this thing out, folks. I'm going to talk about things I've been doing on social media lately. I've been posting pretty aggressively on TikTok. Like, TikTok has been the main focus, is where the organic reach is the best. As you know, I've talked about this ad infinitum. I don't even know if I pronounced that word correctly, but we're gonna roll with it. So TikTok has been the greatest place to get exposure. I've been posting pretty aggressively there. I'm trying to create like a standard of posting 3 times a day at least. We're going to see how that works. I'm already feeling the constrictions of that now as I'm trying to think of a video to post today, and I can't think of one. Mine's going blank, folks. I'm out of content, baby. Please help. Send help. SOS. We got to figure this thing out, man. And it's really a lot. You know, the only way I'm able to post 3 times per day is to lower the standard that I've set for myself as far as quality is concerned, huh? We've talked a lot about quality in this podcast. I'm a man of quality, right? But if I have a high standard of quality, it's going to make a lot of content that I could create be filtered. And we don't want that. We don't want to filter anything. So now my approach is like, I have like a Saturday Night Live approach, right? So you know with SNL, they have to record an episode every Saturday. So they have a week to come up with content, write their shit out, and whatever they have come Saturday gets posted. I'm applying that same thing, except doing on Saturday, I'm doing it daily. So if I want to post 3 times a day, whatever I have written, when it's time to post, before the clock strikes 12, I will have 3 videos posted. So far, it's going well because I haven't been doing it for a long time. But I know there's going to come a point where it's like, bro, I don't have anything else to talk about. Like, you got to have life experience to create, right? You know, like, Lil Wayne couldn't rap. You know when Lil Wayne went on his run where he was like aggressively putting out music? It's like, yeah, that was cool for that time, but there's no way Lil Wayne could do that for like 10 years. It's even hard to do that for a year, because in order to create, you got to live. You got to have experiences. You got to grow as a person, change your perspective on things so that you have another dose of insight. The input has to match the output, right? If you have like an aggressive output that'll work for a time, but you got to give some space for inputs to come in, right? So I know that the 3 video per day idea is not a sustainable one. However, it doesn't need to be sustainable, right? The strategy is the organic reach on TikTok will not last forever. So while it's good, while the iron is hot, this young nigga here is going to strike. You feel me? This Kevin Hart approach, baby. We're going to go ahead and get it while the getting is good. So the videos I posted yesterday, I posted a video about veganism. I had this joke that I was going to do on stage, but as you know, I'm scared doing stand-up. It's not that I'm scared. Yes, I am scared doing stand-up, but the reason why I'm not aggressively done stand-up is because I'm not, the lifestyle of a stand-up comedian does not seem congruent with how I want to live. I don't even like being up past 9 p.m., man. And, you know, in order to stand, you have to be up to like 2, especially when you're starting out. You have to go out regularly, be away from your family. Like, even if you do get a modicum of success, now you're going to be on the road. It's like, I don't really want to do that, bro. I got a son, and I'm very family oriented. I don't want to do that shit. So we're not going to take that approach. If there is some sort of stand up in my future, will have to manifest itself in a different way. It cannot be the same way that other people are executing on it. I would have to kind of adapt it to my way of living. So not to say that that's not something I'm going to do eventually. It's just not right this second, right? So like when I was preparing to do it for, to do stand up for the movie, remember I was going to do stand up for the movie premiere. I decided not to because it was in a fucking hood venue, bro. That's not my audience. No. Where's my wallet? This is not my audience. I don't make these people laugh. I mean, I can, but that's just not the core of my fan base. If you go to my followers right now, bro, it's like a whole bunch of kids, teenagers, and adults with good sense of humor from all walks of life. It's like a sea of white, Asian, Hispanic, some black sprinkled in. It's not like I have like a Dave Chappelle-esque fan base where it's like a mixture of people. It's not just a bunch of black faces, which is fine. I don't really prefer either or. It's just my shit don't resonate with the hood like that. I don't talk about hood concepts. I'm not from that place, right? That's why I decided not to do stand-up in that venue. Anyway, that being said, I'm going off on like 10 different tangents. I forget my original point. But there was a joke that I wrote for that I didn't use, and it was about veganism. And the premise was vegans act as if their food is like so delicious. But if that was the case, why do they keep naming their food after our food? Like, they should just name their shit new stuff. It's not that your vegan burger is not a burger, bro. When you call your vegan burger a burger, it makes me think you miss burgers. And you're trying to relive burgers by eating this vegan burger, which implies the shit ain't that great. If it was great, you wouldn't be remembering the pleasures of going to fucking McDonald's. So the joke was, I don't buy into the hype. If vegan food was that great, you wouldn't name your food after ours. That is not a vegan burger on your plate, beloved. That is a bean circle. That was the joke, right? Put that on TikTok. Did relatively well. Did better on Instagram as far as engagement. People like was messaging me like crying face emojis. People who don't normally resonate with my content. So I was like, okay, well, this is touching people that I normally don't touch. That's how I kind of judge quality content. So that was one video, very quick one. The other video I posted was about how Never How Ever is just a stupid fucking game because all you have to do is lie, right? Which is true. It's like, the point of Never How Ever is to find out some freaky shit about the people you're playing with. That's really the point of it. But if we're talking about just having the perspective of how to win and lose, it's like, bro, all I have to do is lie and I win. It takes virtually no effort. I'm really good at lying. So all I got to do is fucking lie. And that's it. I'm now crown king of Never Have I Ever. If we go to the fucking Never Have I Ever, if there was like a Never Have I Ever world championship, and I was the only person who lied, I would win. I would win the World Cup. It's a dumb fucking game. Anyway, I made a video about that. Didn't do too well. I mean, obviously people liked it, but it didn't go viral. So when I say well, I mean viral, right? And the last video was a story about the squirrel being in my house, which I think I shared on this podcast, but I tweaked it a little bit to make it funnier. Like, for example, I emphasized that I sleep naked, and when I saw a squirrel, I knew I had to immediately protect my nuts. It was just a funny little bit to enhance that story. That did relatively well. It's performing well on Instagram. On TikTok, it is also performing well. That had the most engagement out of the 3 videos I posted yesterday. But TikTok is really blowing me now, bro. We having beef. It's a lot of beef right now. Huh? With TikTok. Because these motherfuckers have updated their user guidelines to the point where you can barely do shit up there. And it's a red flag because, like, it's the current manifestation of the user guidelines that they recently updated is teetering being like, all right, this is a little ridiculous, right? But you know they're not stopping there. And I take it because TikTok has been highly criticized for having young people be exposed to content they should not be exposed to. For example, a lot of the audio is being used on TikTok. For y'all not familiar with TikTok, the platform, I can just make videos with me talking. I can make videos with like special effects similar to Instagram, or I can take audio clips from other videos or add my own audio clips and overlay that into my video, right? So a lot of dances that go viral, a lot of audio clips that go viral are inappropriate for people under the age of 18 to be listening to. I'll give you a perfect example. There's a guy up there who's bisexual. He's a rapper. He's not very well known, but his audio clips always go viral. So there was a freestyle he was doing, and these are the lyrics. Can't take big dick, but I suck on it. She got a bump on the pussy. No, I don't trust the pussy. You got a bump on it. That's okay. I can't take big dick, but I suck on it. I don't want the pussy. You got a bump on it, right? 13-year-olds fucking throwing it back on that video. And it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? This is not appropriate. You can't. What? This is. I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense. I know pedophiles go crazy on TikTok, man. It got to be like 30% of TikTok audience is pedophiles. It has to be. Because it's like, I don't know, man. This shit is just not, it's not a good thing. So I've criticized TikTok for it. Other people have, and I guess we've done our own self a disservice because TikTok was like, all right, well, yes, we need to protect the minors, so let's take off anything that is inappropriate for them. But it's like, whoa, my nigga, like, wait, not everything. I want to curse in my videos. There was a video I made, you know that trend that's going around now. The first video I saw of it was this guy recording himself, like, the caption was, first time paying for sex, and he was, like, in the video practicing giving the girl the money. It was very funny. And a lot of people did their own version of that. Like Long Beach Griffey did a police officer practicing planting a gun on a black person. My version of that was like me practicing saying fuck off to my white friends. So I was like, fuck off, fuck off. Like it was a funny video. It did very well on TikTok. But TikTok took the shit down. They took the video down because I said fuck off. First, they wouldn't let me post it because the caption actually had the word fuck in it. So I had to put a little asterisk where the U was, as if that made people not know I was saying fuck. That's the dumbest idea in the world, by the way. What are you doing? Like, when I read that, I still say fuck mentally, right? You know, like Christians, they will try to repost memes, but they're like, I want to laugh at this, but there's a curse word and put a little asterisk there. It's like, bitch, it's still cursing. I still said that word. You removing the letter didn't do anything, okay? You're still going to hell, all right? If you believe you're going to hell because you cursed, you're still going. You still got a first class ticket to the fiery place because you didn't do shit. Anyway, what was I saying? Inappropriate content. So they took that video down because I kept saying fuck off. And I was like, bro, this video was doing great on Instagram. So I know it's doing great on TikTok. Y'all should not be taking my shit down like that. At first, they removed the audio so people could not use the audio. Because I thought the video was funny. Normally, when videos are funny and they're simple, people will use the audio and make their own version of what you're doing. So basically, they'll lip sync your video. They did it with my first Heaven Hell video. They lip synced it. A few people did that. And I figured with this fuck off video, people would do the same thing. However, TikTok removed the audio first. I didn't really care because I'm like, okay, the video is still up. The video is what I really care about. Then they remove the video. And I'm like, well, I guess I understand. This isn't really appropriate. I say fuck up a lot of times in this video. So I can understand that. But then I get curious. I'm like, well, I wonder what other videos they probably have removed. You know, I was curious because the Afterlife series that I've been making, those videos normally go low-level viral, right? They went from the traffic on those videos have kind of dropped off a little bit. But they still do. They still outperform my regular videos by a wide margin. And the most recent installment of it got like capped at like 2,500 views. And I was like, that's weird. This video should have did way better than that. And I clicked on it. I realized they deleted my shit. I was like, okay. Like, okay. So when TikTok deletes a video, normally they'll delete it and send you a notification that says this video interferes or goes against our community guidelines, so it has been removed. And they'll just like, if you look at your feed, there will be a video that's kind of blacked out, right? So it kind of clearly indicates this video is not available to the public. With my videos that got deleted, they still showed up on my page as normal. So there was nothing to indicate to me that the videos weren't there anymore. I had to click on them. And when I click on them, there's like a TikTok logo and no content. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is, did I violate community guidelines? Was this video reported? Like, what's going on? So I think that maybe my hypothesis is that maybe if people report the video, it gets that version of removal where it like still shows up on your page but people can't watch it. I don't know, man. I just have an inkling that people have reported some of my videos. The fuck off one, I think people reported. And the Heaven Hell series, I think people have reported. Because people have made content directly referencing my content. Like not specifically saying it, but like in a roundabout way. Give you an example. My Thomas Jefferson skit. By the way, Thomas Jefferson skit is the funniest shit I've ever made to me. Shit's hilarious. Premise is, I made it on Valentine's Day because I need some Valentine's Day content. What can I make? But I don't want to make what everyone else is making. Let me make something that is uniquely me. What uniquely me is, you know, Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner. He had this slave that he supposedly fell in love with, and he ended up freeing her and their offspring. Her name was like Sally May or some shit like that. I don't know. Sally something. But she was like 14, so it's really a dark story. Dark for two reasons, because she was black and she was 14. That's just inappropriate. So, Joe, if you're listening, Joe's my girlfriend, by the way. She tells me not to drink while I record this podcast. And I just took a big gulp of coffee. I apologize, boo. Anyway. So he was a slave owner and he fell in love with one of his slaves. So I was like, oh yeah, I remember that story. So I had like this white wig that I've been waiting for an opportunity to use it. And I was like, this is perfect. So I opened the skit where it was first skit I've ever done. Second skit I've ever done where there's like no talking. Normally talking is, my bread and butter because I'm witty. So I'm really good with words. So I make a skit where I'm just saying some shit and people like it because I'm good at joke writing, right? But people don't know that I'm also good at physical comedy. The reason why I've not done a lot with physical comedy is because I normally have to hold the camera. So I'm sure this video surprised people because they've A, never seen me like dance in the video, really. And two, have never seen me involve my body in any way. So I open the skit up with like Thomas Jefferson beating a slave and then he looks. And then I play the part of the woman, too, where, like, she looks to the camera. And then the instrumental for, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feeling, got no rhythm. That shit. So I start, like, doing the body roll. And I call her over to me. And I start fucking dancing and shit in the camera. It's just a funny skit. It was one of the best ones I ever made. People love that shit. But what was the point of me bringing that shit up? I just blanked out. I don't know why I brought that shit up. I really don't know. Oh, because people are referencing my content. So, I made that skit. It was funny. I scroll my For You page, and I see a dude saying, stop romanticizing Thomas Jefferson and Sally Mae's relationship. There was nothing romantic about it. Thomas Jefferson was a pig. He was a slave owner, an evil person, and he sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl. This was not a consensual relationship. This was rape. And I'm like, nigga, I know. Like, I fucking know that, okay? I'm still gonna joke about whatever the fuck I wanna joke about. Here's one thing. Ain't no person on God's green gonna get me to stop saying what the fuck I wanna say. You would have to, like, physically, it had to be like some Adolf Hitler shit. You would have to be like, I'm putting you in a concentration camp. And I'm like, all right, nigga, I'm gonna zip it up. But you're not about to just verbally tell me something to make me stop talking. I don't rock with that shit. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. Now, yes, I understand. People have to understand. You have to have a sense of humor about things. You can look at anything on this earth through the lens of humor and make it funny. Funny is a perspective. Everything. There is no exception. Every single thing can be looked at through the lens of humor and be made funny. Now, the caveat to that is you want to be sensitive to hurting other people. So a manifestation of that is like making Kobe Bryant jokes. 10 years from now, you can make Kobe Bryant jokes. You can make tasteful Kobe Bryant jokes. But like anything celebrating Kobe Bryant being killed and his daughter and the other passengers is like just in poor taste. That's not really my brand of humor. But I'm sure there's going to be something funny in that situation. I heard a Kobe Bryant joke that I was like, if his daughter didn't die with him, it would be funny. But because his daughter died, it makes it like shit stings, man. Like I still sting when I think of Kobe Bryant's situation. Like I walked into a grocery store the other day and I saw like his face on a magazine cover. I was like, damn, this nigga really dead. Like it don't sink in. It's like he's really dead. Anyway, someone said Kobe Bryant finally passed. And I was like, that's okay. That's not bad. That's not a bad joke. It's in poor taste, yes. But my comedic mind can still say, okay, that was a good one. Like it's a little on the nose. Like it's kind of a joke that anyone can come up with because it's kind of an obvious joke, but you got one. All right, that was good. But see, that's what I mean. Like that is a joke. And his situation can be looked at the lens of humor. But you want to have the social acuity to know that you can't just fucking joke about something that just happened, bro. If the Holocaust happened last week, you can't make jokes about that shit. You can only make jokes like the Holocaust. People make Holocaust jokes, right? And them shits be funny sometimes, right? Like Family Guy, South Park, all these shows make jokes. What is more horrific than the Holocaust or slavery, right? What's more horrific than those two things? Nothing really, but we can joke about them because they're old now. They don't really have that sting present in society. I mean, kind of, but not to the degree it was when it actually was happening. So we can joke about those things now. Can't joke about Kobe Bryant because it just happened, right? Like, people are still grieving. You don't want to joke about something people are still grieving. So that's like the quick caveat. But Thomas Jefferson and this girl, Sally, whatever. First of all, I didn't even say it was her. I'm sure Thomas Jefferson had plenty of black asses in his bed. It was not just this chick. White people, slave owners, was fucking hell of black slaves. So I didn't say the girl's name intentionally. But we know who I was talking about. I just said female slave in the video. But I don't give a fuck. Like, that shit's funny to me. Yeah, was it rape? Probably. Was it wrong? Absolutely. But my version, my interpretation of events is funny. So I don't give a fuck. There was another video I saw made that I think was in response to some of the heaven and hell content. Since I've been making my videos about heaven and hell, I've seen a lot of people making videos about like God and the devil on TikTok. I'm not saying I started it, but I started it. which is fine. I like doing that kind of stuff. And some of those videos are much better than the version that I made. So I commend those creators. But I saw this Christian guy. He was like, I think a lot of y'all don't understand how bad hell is. Like, hell is really, really bad. It's like, you'll burn for an eternity. I don't know why you're joking about this. And I'm like, again, bro, anything is funny through the lens of humor. It's like, what are you talking about? This shit's funny. Just because I laugh don't mean I want to go. Don't mean I want to go there. Well, I can joke about the shit. Just because I joke about Thomas Jefferson and his slave doesn't mean I want to be a slave. Doesn't mean I want to be raped. Like, I don't get the logic. Like, this shit don't make... I agree with you. That's a bad place to be. However, this shit here is funny. So I'm going to joke about it. So that's why I think that some of my videos were removed, because obviously some people feel negative about the content that comedians make. People who make those kind of statements don't have humor in their lives. Who go that, like, you can look at some shit and like, oh, it's not really funny. But for you to get to the point where you have to speak on it and make content about it, you don't really have a good sense of humor in general. You're just a super serious person. I feel sorry for you. Because who wants to live life super seriously? Anyway, so I have an inkling that a lot of Christian-oriented people I'll report in my Heaven and Hell series. It's not well, I guess it can be disrespectful. You know, Christians are like the only religion that kind of have a sense of humor about their religion. Some people take that as a bad thing because, like, Muslims don't joke about their shit. They don't joke about that. There's no humor involved. This shit is serious. They just have a more disciplined approach to religion. Like Ramadan, that kind of stuff. Like, Christians don't practice anything that extreme. Not that it's that extreme, but like, what do Christians do that's like over the top? Like, no marriage before sex. That's like, what, 0.0003% of Christians actually practice that shit? Like, Christians are not very disciplined people. Muslims are. That's some different shit. Like, that you gotta pray 5 times a day at this particular time and get down this dirty ass mat. It's like, yeah, that's some serious shit. But I know some Christians who don't believe you. They have like a Muslim mentality to Christianity, and they're like, you shouldn't joke about this. Like my old boss at a company I used to work for, he's like Bible camp Christian, right? Cool dude, but definitely like he takes his religion seriously, and I can't knock him for that. I actually respect people doing that. I respect people not half-assing something that they regard to be the most important thing in life. But he doesn't watch anything that makes a mockery of Christianity. That's how he views it. This is making a mockery of Christianity. Which I respect. It's not going to stop me from making my content, but I respect that. I respect someone not watching that. But Christians, they on TikTok seem to not like the Heaven and Hell series, and it kind of attracts the wrong crowd. Like, there was a couple of people following me with like demon in their name, and I'm like, yo, y'all are taking this shit a bit too seriously. Like, I don't put a positive spin on hell, motherfucker. This is just about a guy who happens to like hell more than heaven. He's a fucked up person. It's just an interesting concept. This is in no way glorifying hell. You motherfuckers are weirdos. Don't follow me. Like, I might just go and block people with demon in their name, because that's just not energy. It's just kids, man. Fucking 12-year-old kids who are fucking rebellious, who would try to do the worst thing imaginable, and it's really harmless. But yeah, that's where we are. What's the time on this shit? 27 minutes? Wow. Okay, this thing has been going on longer than I expected. Listen, folks, it's been good talking to y'all, but I gotta get to work. Podcast episodes will still be coming out every Tuesday. You can expect to hear my lovely voice every Tuesday. We're trying to stay more consistent with it. And until next time, man, I'll talk to y'all soon.